أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإن لم تجدوا فيها أحدا فلا تدخلوها حتى يؤذن لكم وإن قيل لكم ارجعوا فارجعوا هو أزكى لكم والله بما تعملون عليم صدق الله العظيم. Before we embark on ayah number 28, we'll complete some aspects of ayah number 27 that we had begun yesterday. And this is more the ahadith of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, emphasizing the aspect of seeking permission from the persons or the households of the people that we are going to be visiting. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we find a great deal of emphasis that that person who has not sought permission should not be entering the house of another person. The person that does not make salam should not be given permission to enter the house. And there are many ahadith, but perhaps Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's practice gives us an overview of all the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the narrations with regards to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. It has been narrated that when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would come to the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." And then he would say, "Ayadukhulu Umar." May after making salam, he would seek permission that can Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu enter, and then permission would be granted from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we learn a lot from here. That one is, we find the narration with regards to Hazrat Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that after the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when one person came to the door of Mughira ibn Shu'bah and he knocked the door of Hazrat Mughira ibn Shu'bah, from inside Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the person, "Who are you?" So the person replied, "Ana," that it's me. So Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Ana, I do not have any friends, I do not have any people by the name of Ana, by the name of me or I." Then Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu ta'ala anhu got up, he went to the person and he said to the person that in the Mubarak time of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He tapped at the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam asked from inside, "Who is it? Who is there?" So the person replied, "Ana." So our Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said, "Ana, ana," as though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam disliked it. And then Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to the person that you should give your name so that we will know who it is on the outside. Now from this hadith, from the hadith of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we come to understand that one is to seek permission, one is to make salam. These are important aspects insofar as seeking entry is concerned. Now in our time and age that we have, usually you will have a doorbell, or usually you will have a door that you need to tap or you need to knock. And with regards to that also, we've learned from the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when they would knock at the door, they would use the tip of their finger with their nail. In other words, they would tap not so silently or not so softly that the people, the inmates of the house would not be able to hear. And secondly, they would not knock so hard that it would become disturbing or frightening to the people in the house. And today you have doorbells. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us these type of directives. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had lived by this, that we shouldn't persist in going on and knocking. We knock the first time, we knock the second time, we knock the third time, and that should be sufficient. But we shouldn't go on and on creating a disturbance to the people of the household. So we find in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that salam comes first and then to seek permission. So the ulama have explained that if perchance when we come to the door of someone and we happen to see the people, then we should make salam first and then seek permission. And if we do not see them, then we should knock at the door, and when they respond, then we should make salam to them. So this is very briefly certain aspects with regards to the entry or visiting the home of others. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ayah number 28, فَإِلَّمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا, then if you do not find anyone in the home, فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ, then do not enter the home until you have been granted permission. In other words, don't barge into the house of someone else when they are not there. وَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ, then if it is said to you that return, then return, it is purer for you. Now here, if the people of the household or the inmates of the home, if they do not wish to see you, for whatever reasons they may be, perhaps the person is ill or sick, perhaps the person is engaged in some very important meeting with someone, and they are unable to see us at that particular time, and they make it clear to us that I cannot see you now, but I will see you at some other time, then we should return without feeling any ill feelings or becoming emotional about it. There are those in the ummah that used to say that we waited our entire life to go to the house of someone in the anticipation that they would send us back, just so that we could make amal on this ayat of the Quran Kareem. So there were those pure people of this ummah that wished to make amal on every ayah of the Quran Kareem. Then we would also find, on the other hand, like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given the directives to the visitor, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given directives to the household, and that is that the person that visits you, your visitor, also has a right over you. So in both ways, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has secured the rights and duties of both the parties. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well whatever you do. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Brothers, there's just one announcement, inshallah. Today, after the Isha Salat, we all know that the Ijtima is going to be taking place in Tilth Crescent, that is the 15th, 16th and 17th of June. And because it is right, not in our neighborhood, but right in our area in itself, there is many great responsibilities and duties that we have to perform with regards to this Ijtima. So regarding this, inshallah, today after the Isha Salat, there will be a program. Some of our elders, senior people that are going to come to address us, all brothers are requested to not only come to this program, but inform others also about this program. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaykum.